Let me in. This is Sunday night's main event.
What do you guys want to talk about?
On the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
I'm better than you.
Tonight we have a chance to say, yeah, you're right. We're too extreme. We're too wild. We're too out of control. We're too full of our own.
I take pride in calling a stooge, you stooge. Yeah.
Acknowledge me.
It's Sunday. And you know what that means. I'm Boris Roberto Aguilar. Welcome you to Canada's premier wrestling radio show, Sunday Night's Main Event, powered by Destiny Wrestling. Destiny Wrestling has some amazing shows coming your way over the next few months, including The Clash, featuring Subculture, on Sunday, April 14th, from the Alliance Banquet Hall in Toronto, Ontario. They are also presenting Zero Fear on Sunday, May 19th, from the Children's Arena in Oshawa, Ontario. For all of your ticketing needs, go to destinywrestling.ca or go to www.revelry.ca. That's revelry.ca and search for Destiny Wrestling. This show is always free across the country on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks and through several affiliate stations across this beautiful land. You can find each and every single show because we're more than just a weekly radio show. So you can find the entire cast and crew and motley crew and cast of characters of this podcast network. And all you need to do is go to your favorite podcasting app and search for Sunday Night's Main Event. That's going to your favorite podcasting app and searching for Sunday Night's Main Event. You can also be part of the family and make sure that this show keeps on going, keeping up with a 20 plus year tradition of bringing you wrestling on Canadian radio. And for that, all you need to do is go to patreon.com/snmeradio. And for $5 a month, you can be part of the family. And well, those Patreon exclusives are really going to be kicking in full gear over the next few weeks, including a special present for all of the Patreon subscribers, and that present is going to likely happen at the end of the year. All right, so you can also find us on all of the social medias at the @SNMEradio username. That's the @SNMEradio username. If you like merch and t-shirts and you want to support Sunday Night's Main Event that way, you can go to Chopped Tees. That's chopped-tees.com. And under the brands, you can search for SNME Radio. And you can really search for any brands because we have merch for us. We have merch for Poison Rana and we have merch for Post Wrestling, just to name some of the great brands that Chopped Tees has. That's chopped-tees.com. And if you like boxing, pro wrestling, grappling, MMA, football, entertainment, and so much more, go to thrillertv.com and see what they have to offer. You can find AEW, you can find TNA pay-per-views, you can find Stardom pay-per-views. They even have, well, for the collective during WrestleMania weekend. That's thrillertv.com. We have a jam-packed show for you this week as we inch closer and closer to WrestleMania weekend. Man, it's crazy to think that we're only 2 weeks away from WrestleMania. But this week, we are going to be chatting with podcaster, YouTuber, and all-around awesome wrestling fan. And he is Adrian Gonzalez, who has so much on the go and is able to speak to his amazing talent. So we're going to be chatting about the build-up to WrestleMania. We're going to be chatting about the resurgence of AEW and so much more. And then later on in the show, Becky Lynch had a virtual signing. At the virtual signing, she had some very interesting comments, so we're going to be covering that virtual signing with some clips, some of my thoughts, and so much more. So because there's so much going on this week, it's time for the news of the week.
I'm afraid I've got some news.
We started the week off with some injury news. Just weeks before WrestleMania, one of the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions could be on the injured reserve list. Reports indicate that Asuka was injured during Dakota Kai's match with Bayley on last week's SmackDown. One minute we see her dancing around ringside, and the next, she's limping. No one really knows exactly what happened. Asuka was pulled from last weekend's house shows as the extent of her injury is being assessed. And, well, she was on this past Friday SmackDown, and everything seemed okay, but we just don't know. Word is that Raquel Rodriguez has been put on WWE's disabled list. Earlier this year, Rodriguez revealed that she suffers from mast cell activation syndrome, MCAS, in a social media post showing painful red blotches on her neck and shoulders. This is what she had to say. The journey is far from over. I finally got some answers as to what caused this, but it's going to be a while until I can get it fully under control. I know one thing. I'm blessed to have an amazing support system, family, friends, love you all. Keep pushing through the pain, she wrote at the time. Mast cell activation syndrome is described as a patient experiencing repeated episodes of allergic symptoms. High levels of mast cell mediators are released during those episodes. The symptoms do not sound fun. It's not known if this is why she was put into the injury reserve list, but, well, she's joined the likes of Braun Strowman, CM Punk, Eric, Piper Niven, Charlotte Flair, and Shotzi, as in action. Also, earlier last week, WWE announced the release of a documentary film on the late Wyndham Rotunda, famously known as Bray Wyatt. Wyatt's opponent at WrestleMania 31, The Undertaker, will narrate the story. The film will include interviews with Paul Levesque, Hulk Hogan, John Cena, his brother Bo Dallas, his sister Mika Rotunda, his fiancée JoJo Offerman, and many more. Wrestlers such as Levesque, Natalya, and many others praise Wyatt and are looking forward to seeing Wyatt's story being told on the small screen. Wyatt passed away at the age of 36 due to a heart attack. The film is called Bray Wyatt Becoming Immortal, and it will be streaming on Peacock on April 1st. No word yet where us Canadian fans can watch this. Last week on the show, we talked about Shayna Baszler participating in Bloodsport. Well, we are going to be seeing WWE taking on TNA during WrestleMania weekend. At Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 10, WWE Shayna Baszler will be battling TNA's Masha Slamovich. In Bloodsport, matches are won by submission or KO only. The event will stream on our friend Triller / Fight TV. So for all of this, just go to trillertv.com. And there you have it, TNA versus WWE. In her upcoming autobiography, Our Fight, Ronda Rousey slams not only WWE's culture, but also Vince McMahon. In one excerpt, she directly accuses WWE executives of covering up various scandals. She then details the Attitude Era with its bra and panties matches, while also ripping the Divas Era for the women being expected to look a certain way, think lots of makeup, little clothing, and huge boobs by management. Rousey also singled out McMahon by saying this, "It's hard sometimes to know where the evil, unethical, slimeball character of Vince McMahon played out for the cameras ends and the actual, questionably ethical, many times sued and multiple times accused of sexual misconduct Vince McMahon begins. That blurred line between character and reality is a recurring theme within the WWE universe. Events are in major cities like New York, LA, Philadelphia, as well as now twice a year in Saudi Arabia, a nation that restricts the rights of women in a way that I'm certain Vince McMahon wishes he could. That is what Ronda Rousey put in her memoir." And then later on the week, she slammed WWE more so and said she will never return. Well, have your say, because on the Facebook group, this has for sure been a topic or conversation, and you can find the Facebook group by going to facebook.com and searching for SNME Radio. What say you? On his 6 Feet Under with Mark Calloway podcast, The Undertaker explained why he never had that iconic match with Sting. It just didn't work out. He had a short run in WWE and Vince didn't want it. For whatever reason, I don't know what it was. He didn't feel it. Everybody else was clamoring for this match for quite a few years. A year or two into that character change, people were already sending me artwork with the billboard or the poster. It just never worked out. The match would have been good, but I don't think it would have lived up to the expectations that people had for it. People always think about things in a certain sense. I think they thought in their mind of Undertaker 2007 or 2008 versus Sting. It was later on than that. John Porco, WWE's Executive Vice President of Live Events, has apparently left the company and thus the revolving door since TKO's takeover, well, merger, whatever you want to call it, continues over at WWE. Word going around is that Nick Aldis was actually given the GM role by WWE because he is dealing with an arm injury which needs surgery. The Cauliflower Alley Club has officially announced that Sting will be awarded the 2024 Iron Mike Mazurki Award. It is the highest honor the CAC can award someone. Goldberg has been making some waves as he had a few choice words about Asuka breaking his undefeated streak on the Tim Green's Nothing Left Unsaid show. Well, a girl beat my winning streak. Beat my undefeated streak. I can't even remember. Asuka was her name? Some Japanese girl. And they touted her as being the one to have the longest winning streak. It just so happened that that culminated when I got there. Right? Jeez, Goldberg. Come on. Be better than that. The National Wrestling Alliance announced that its annual tag team tournament, the Crockett Cup, will be in Fort Lee, Texas on Saturday, May 18th, 2024. The local promotion, the NWA, is partnering with is Texas Style Wrestling. Stardom's Julia posted this message on X confirming her departure from Stardom. It has finally been officially released. I'm sorry for getting ahead of myself and confusing everyone. There are only a few days left in Stardom, but Pro Wrestler Julia is still going strong. It's expected that Julia will eventually end up in WWE. Well, times continue to be a-changin' for TNA Wrestling. TNA was running the 2300 Arena, and there are some notable news about some departures. Apparently, Killer Kelly's contract has run out and she is no longer with TNA. This apparently happened at the last tapings in Windsor, Ontario. But this past weekend, apparently back in the back, they had a send-off for Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin, the Murdered Machine Guns, as they have also finished up with TNA. According to PW Insider, their contracts are up and they are free agents as of April the first. Where do you think they're going to end up? Well, we have a super jam-packed show for you, but before we go on with the show, we're going to have to take a quick break here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And when we come back, we are going to be joined by podcaster, interviewer, and so much more, Adrian Hernandez. And we're going to be chatting about the WWE road to WrestleMania and whether the main event is just too much hype compared to the rest of the card. We're also going to be chatting about the resurgence of AEW. And then later on in the show, we're going to be airing clips from a Becky Lynch virtual signing that Slam Wrestling attended. And just remember, for all of your news, opinions, interviews, and so much more, go to slamwrestling.net. So we're going to take that quick break. And remember, you're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event.
From pillar to post and coast to coast, this is Sunday Night's Main Event on the iHeartRadio Talk Network. Your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me, my time is now. In case you forgot or fell off, I'm still hot. Not just...
Are you in the market for a used vehicle for your family or business? North Toronto Auction hosts public auctions twice a month and everyone's invited. Hundreds of cars, trucks, SUVs, commercial vehicles, and heavy equipment are available. Plus, travel trailers, motorcycles, snowmobiles, ATVs, and more. View the entire selection at NorthTorontoAuction.com. Bid online or bid in person. Bid on items from government agencies, financial companies, fleet managers, car dealers, and public consignors. For more information, visit us online at NorthTorontoAuction.com.
This is Sunday Night's Main Event on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
And welcome back to TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And you know that here on Sunday Night's Main Event, continuing the tradition of live audio wrestling, the law here in Toronto and across Canada and really across the entire world, we just love talking pro wrestling. It's one of those things that it's always hard to find a person that understands wrestling the way that we do. That's why when you're walking in public and you see that wrestling shirt, you throw up a too sweet sign or that nod. Everyone understands that nod that you throw up in public. And this week I'm being joined by host of the Unlikely Podcast. You've seen him in videos, you've seen him online, you've seen him on X, you've seen him everywhere, I am sure. He is a newest member here to the SNME family. He is Adrian Hernandez. Adrian, welcome to Canada. Welcome to Sunday Night's Main Event.
Yo, thank you so much. I am honored. I would like to let Canada know My payment has gone through for my passport at 30 years old. I'm being an adult, and I'm going to another country, and that country is Canada because of wrestling. I look forward to being there for Money in the Bank. But that's in July, okay? We got much more important things to talk about right now. Thank you so much for letting me be on the show and getting to introduce myself to the great country.
Awesome. It's great. I've seen your work. I think we just randomly found each other one day talking. I think it was about, we were talking about the Raptors or something. And I'm like, hey, this guy likes wrestling too. Let's get him on the show. It's taken months, but I think this is the perfect time to bring someone on just to chat about wrestling. We have this resurgence of AEW, what it feels like. We have WrestleMania season, and we have so much changes in TNA wrestling. MLW is making moves. Man, this is such an exciting time. So we're going to, you know, we're going to flip the book back. Let's focus on Adrian Hernandez. Adrian, when did you start this fandom of wrestling?
So look, I think as a, I said I was 30 years old, so I was born in 93. So the Attitude Era, The Rock and Stone Cold, and into the John Cena and Batistas and Brock Lesnar. But as a kid, I loved it. But when Rock left and Cena started to become the guy, listen, man, I love Halo. I love Xbox, online gaming, going into school, going into middle school, going into high school, starting to play, you know, sports with your friends and your teammates and stuff. I kind of dropped off, but by some lucky fortune, I had some extra money for the only time in my life as a teenager, right around WrestleMania season, and Dish Network kept playing the ads, WrestleMania 25, WrestleMania 25. And I said, it's a Sunday night. None of us have anything to do. I'm going to order some pizzas. Everyone meet at my basement. We're going to buy this and see what happens. I had no idea what matches were on the card, and I saw Undertaker and Shawn Michaels, and I was back in. The greatest match of all time got me back into wrestling. Then I found out about the internet and the WrestleZones and all these websites, and just this whole other community of people and diehards. And that combined with that match kind of got me back into where we're at now. And, you know, giving it a full go of, you know, creating wrestling content and really just focusing on talking to wrestlers and those a part of the community. I really love to interview people. I really love the art of conversation. In the past year and a half, been very fortunate, from Tony Khan to Undertaker to Cody Rhodes to Rhea Ripley. Like, there's a lot of people that I've been able to talk to and kind of go full ghost. People enjoy me talking to these great superstars and stuff, and I enjoy it because really I try to ask the questions that I want to know, which seems kind of selfish, but I was like, hey, if people like the things I ask, that's really cool. But yeah, it really kicked into gear strangely as a teenager with WrestleMania 25, when it's usually the opposite. As a teenager, you start to grow up, you're like, oh, I'm done with wrestling, and no, I got sucked back in, and I'm so thankful for it.
Like I always say, it's similar to the Mafia and Godfather 3. Right when you think you're out, they pull you back in. And honestly, I think so many people have a similar story. Like myself, right? Like I watched wrestling since I was very, very young. My first WrestleMania was, and the first buildup that I remember as a kid was, you know, the Mega Powers explode, WrestleMania 5. And I kept watching essentially until the summer of 2007, when a little something, something happened that really took me out of wrestling for years. And then honestly, it was my nephew who brought me back in. And just like you, right? It was just a very random. There was a house show here in Toronto. And I'm like, you know what? My nephew's interested. Let's go. And I was back in. I was right back in. And here we are, right? Chatting pro wrestling, being lucky enough to talk to the people that perform for us, asking them questions. Like you said, it's a little funny because we ask the questions that we want, but you realize that, you know, we're all a part of the internet wrestling community. So we all kind of want to talk about the exact same thing. So aside from WWE and AEW, kind of like, do you watch any other promotions? Did you watch other promotions at that time? Or were you kind of strictly to like the TV promotions?
So back then I was strictly a WWE fan. We did not watch Spike TV for any of the programming on there or any of that. And, you know, it's a good question. So I went to school in Tampa, Florida, a college from 2012 to around 2016, which is before the performance center that was built outside of Orlando. So they were at some random, let me tell you how random this little building is. And I know there's the documentary on FCW, Florida Championship Wrestling, which was NXT before NXT. That place now is a jungle gym for kids and birthday parties. That place before FCW was there was where grocery stores would stack all their non-perishable food items like beans and vegetables and stuff. And so the trucks would go there before going to the grocery stores to restock. So that place was about 3 miles away from me. And that's when I started to be like, oh, snap. Like, who are all these like Biggie used to walk in? Like, who the hell is this? It's a real human. Who is this guy? And then you find out their stories. And that kind of that was like my little foray into that. But AEW, yes. WWE, obviously. New Japan, I'm trying to get more into it. Because here's the thing. I just told you a few moments ago, like me going fully into wrestling, I think it would be a disservice to not try to learn as much as possible and try to watch as much as possible. So when it comes to things like Stardom, here in Las Vegas, which is where I live, FCW, Future Stars of Pro Wrestling, this is where Zoe Stark, Karrion Kross, Solo Sikoa, this is where they built their names before they went on to the WWE. So just trying to get involved in all those things as possible, and it's kind of why I'm looking forward to WrestleMania. This will be my second WrestleMania covering it as a member of the media, but last year was my first in LA, and I was kind of focused on getting my interviews and trying to put them up as fast as possible, dealing with crappy internet at whatever hotel, because we paid for a nice one and the Wi-Fi was still basura. But this time in Philly, I'm making sure that I go out to these shows, because that's what makes it so great. Yes, WrestleMania is there and all the WWE events, but as the world of wrestling and all the different parts and all the different promotions, for whatever you're into, from the violence to the craziness and weirdness, it's all going to be there in Philadelphia. So I'm looking forward to going to all 20 shows, being sleep deprived and not eating food, to be able to realize that all these things are around us and to watch. Because if I just watch WWE, I think it's a little phony in my opinion. So I'm trying to get better at it, to answer your question.
I hear you. And, you know, it's WrestleMania has really turned into the Super Bowl of not just WWE, but all of wrestling. It's the kind of like the biggest wrestling convention that you're going to find each and every single year. And it's such a great time, because the fact that like even ROH is running a show, ROH has always ran shows WrestleMania weekend. Let's just remember that, right? But we have Stardom. We have just so many companies running shows around WrestleMania weekend, and then the whole collective, everything that GCW is doing, from Bloodsport to the Joey Janela shows, to Wale Mania, right? It's just going to be an incredible weekend, and I'm jealous. Unfortunately, I can't go for so many reasons, but I really wish I was going. But we've already made taco plans for Money in the Bank weekend, so I'll catch you in Toronto. Yes. So let's talk about WrestleMania. You mentioned WrestleMania 25, and kind of that was your jumping on point. You know, you've been watching wrestling long enough. Have you ever been this excited for a WrestleMania? Like, this one feels different, right?
The only one that I can scratch the surface, and for personal reasons, was WrestleMania 28, which was in Miami. And it's just because I was going. And also, The Rock was my GOAT for the longest time. So to have him come back, and then to finally be in the ring to go one-on-one after the year build, and it just the amount of time we were waiting to see, well, is this ever like Marvel What If? Is this ever going to happen? Is Cena ever going to face The Rock? And it finally happened. But when it comes to an actual, like the card and the buzz and the way that this is kind of rolled out from the Super Bowl week and the press conference that they did here in Las Vegas, and since that moment and the social media buildup, very similar to Daniel Bryan, where they're like, or Kofi Kingston, like, no, we want to see Cody be in this position and we're not going to shut up about it. Like, it's a very beautiful thing. So like the hype is there. I'm interested to see, selfishly, when it comes to media, to see how many people are going to be there from the worlds of UFC, just because of the TKO deal, and Hollywood, because The Rock is so much more ingrained. Not that he wasn't back then, but it just seems a little bit different. And that name carries even more weight than it did. and just the hype in general. This is a big deal, and I'm glad that WWE has gone all in on making this a bigger deal as possible. It was very easy for them to say, nah, we'll save some of this for next year, or we'll use this for SummerSlam, because there's always a show after WrestleMania. It doesn't stop here. There is no off season. But it seems that they've gone all the way in. Although, and I know we're going to get into it, the build has been kind of top heavy and kind of made things weird when you really look at it. But the excitement, though, the excitement is there. And yes, to answer your question, this year just seems a lot different than years past. And last year's was hype, but this one's just another level, in my opinion.
And you bring up a great point, right? And that was where it kind of wanted to lead into this, was let's remove the Bloodline storyline. Let us remove The Rock, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, and Seth Rollins from this equation. And you kind of look at the card, and this has been a conversation we've been having on the roundtables over the past few weeks, is does the card stack up? Does the buildup stack up? I think the card stacks up. But do you think the buildup is worth the WrestleMania hype for the undercard?
Well, you know, if you compare this to last year, you know, a lot of people point to the triple threat with Sheamus, Gunther, and Drew McIntyre. And listen, man, I have friends that said that's the best WrestleMania match of all time, let alone match of the year. And it's hard to argue, but for me personally, I really enjoyed Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair. And for one reason, was being there and noticing 5 minutes in, like, oh no, they're pissed off because they didn't get the proper time to tell this story leading up to this. But it doesn't matter. They have the stage and they're going to show everybody that no, we're the best. So I think those opportunities are there in so many different ways, whether it is Rhea and Becky, whether it is EO versus Bayley. You know, for me, one of the strange things, like what I would have done, is when you have this triple threat for the U.S. title with KO, Logan, and Randy, and then you also have AJ Styles versus LA Knight, I would have flipped it a little bit. I would have done Logan versus LA Knight. Just because it just seemed like since Money in the Bank last year, there's just been this bubbling and everyone kind of penciled those two things. And it made sense to me, man. LA Knight needs to be with a superstar to give him that look because he's there. And then you could have had AJ versus Randy versus Kevin Owens, and they could have put on their version of last year's Intercontinental title, where there's three amazing wrestlers go out and try to steal the show. The tag match. Pardon me, I'm a father. I have a lot of things going on, but I was confused last week when the Street Profits won. I thought they were I thought that was the match to get them in. And I was like, oh no, that was just like the second round, and this is the finals next week. Like, yo, let's get this thing finalized. Whatever. I guess it's the tease, and ultimately it doesn't matter. It's a ladder match. It's very hard to mess up a ladder match. So you know, some of that's been weird. Shout out to Drew McIntyre, who has been leading the way in his part of the feud when it comes to facing Seth Rollins and really just reaching this whole nother level, becoming hater of the year, as some would say. It's been very beautiful to see, especially like not even just what's been portrayed on camera, but obviously his social media. He's been doing the media rounds and he's been talking crazy, even still hyping up the involvement of CM Punk, which is another thing. We'll find out on tomorrow to see if it's official, if he's going to guest host, if it's a fake injury and he's ready to go, or if he went overseas and got some sort of surgery that NBA players do where they heal 3 weeks later. So we'll see. But it has been a little strange. It's been top heavy, but also I think WWE knows they can get away with it because they know that the final product is going to be great regardless. And also, it's top heavy with the story that is at minimum on screen 4 years in the making with WWE in their production. They could say since Roman Reigns stepped into a WWE ring with The Rock part of things in the storyline too. Oh, and last thing too, real quick. The other thing that I think's kind of hasn't been given the shine that it should, Jimmy and Jay. I just wanted more interaction. I wanted to see more stuff than Jay. Jay and his matches getting interrupted constantly and kind of the same ending of Raw of him costing him the opportunities. I wanted to see more of that. And we got a glimpse of that with SmackDown, with all this stories combining on camera. But if we don't get the showdown of all the bloodline and everyone that's been against the bloodline on some Avengers stuff, I need that before programming is done leading into WrestleMania. I need it.
See, I love this. We're on the same wavelength, because my next question to you was this. Is this the end game of the bloodline storyline? Is this the Avengers end game? Are we leading into the end, the eventual big square off, the bloodline versus Team WWE?
No, because whatever happens, Roman turns face, Rock turns face, Rock does the Tyson thing and was really with Cody all along. Like, whatever the ramifications of how this night ends, hell, Jay joins the bloodline again. That'd be weird. It's possible, though. Whatever happens, there will at least be another, what is it, 6 months, 5 months, 4 months, however long until SummerSlam, it'll at least go there, if not longer, if they really want to do the year-long build with Rock and Roman. Because I think The Rock is filming a movie right after WrestleMania, which will end filming, scheduled to end on August 1st. WrestleMania is August 3rd. So he might not even be involved with that. I don't think they're going to do a purely via satellite type thing to do a match for SummerSlam. So whatever happens, it's not going to end at WrestleMania. It can't.
Here's the thing, right? For so long, we've been talking about the fact that The Rock versus Roman Reigns doesn't need any belt. This story is big enough to be told on its own, and I think that's exactly what we're going to be seeing. I think we're going to see Cody finally finish his story. That's a phrase I can't wait to stop using. We're going to see Cody finally finish his story, and then we're going to lead into The Rock and Roman Reigns doing their own thing off and on screen over the next year. Remember, we have SummerSlam. Like you said, Rock could be back by SummerSlam. We have Survivor Series for the eventual Bloodline versus WWE story, like I was saying. That leads into next year's Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. So I think we're going to get the spinoff of The Rock and Roman story, and they're going to really build this over for the next year. That's at least what I'm hoping. That match really doesn't need a world title shot. But Adrian, that is the build up to WrestleMania. Stick with me for another segment as we talk some AEW and the resurgence, what it feels like, a resurgence of AEW. So we're going to take a short break here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And when we are back, we're going to be chatting some more AEW. And remember, you're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event.
Chat wrestling all week long by joining the Sunday Night's Main Event group on Facebook. Just search SNME Radio. Crowd is here, about to blow, waiting for me to start the show. Out the curtain, lights go up, I'm home. Whoa, my father's dead.
This is Dax Xavier Josiah, the host of ACMG Presents Talk Time Live, the podcast. Talk Time Live is a show that talks about your favorite fandoms with the latest news, discussions, and interviews with some of the hottest names in all of anime, comics, movies, and games, such as...
This is Miley Flanagan, the voice of Naruto!
Hey there, this is Kyle Hebert, the voice of Gohan from Dragon Ball Super.
This is Stephanie Shea, the voice of Sailor Moon.
Visit TalkTimeLive.com and let us help you learn to let go, live life, and love all things ACMG.
Talk Time Live!
This is Sunday Night's Main Event on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
And we are back here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks, and you're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event. And joining me all the way from Las Vegas is the newest member of the SNME family. You can find him on the Unlikely Podcast, YouTube, and so many more places. He is Adrian Hernandez. Adrian, thanks so much for sticking around.
No, of course, man. Segment two. I'll stay as long as you'll have me, my friend.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Cannot wait for Money in the Bank. I really can't. It's going to be such a great show here in Toronto. But we're not here to talk about WWE right now. We're going to flip the page and we're going to chat some AEW. Right as we were on break, you had told me that you're a little behind on AEW. So I want to talk about that. Is like outside of, you know, real life, because let's be honest, we all have real life. We all have real lives. Things happen. But even myself, right? Like, I find myself taking longer to catch up with AEW before I prep for the show. Collision, I used to watch live every Saturday. Now, I'm digging into my Sunday mornings, you know, as I'm having a good, like, you know, a good coffee and something. I'm watching some AEW Collision. Yeah. Because for a few months, I just wasn't feeling it with AEW.
Well, look, here's the thing. So the thing about AEW is, like a very good rapper, like when I'm listening to Kendrick Lamar, I need to make sure I'm paying attention because I don't want to miss anything because he's so talented. And there's just, if you're just casually listening, you'll miss half of the things he's trying to say. Well, when it comes to AEW, their matches are so good that, truth be told, I have purchased Revolution, the pay-per-view. I purchased it that night. I wasn't able to watch it live because I was on the road traveling, but I purchased it as soon as I got home later that night after the event to tune in. It has taken me till last night to finish it with my own eyes to see everything. Although I watched the Ospreay Takeshita match 3 times because it was amazing. I needed to catch that 3 times because that's just the way I am. But it took me till last night. And wait a minute, I'm a liar. I actually haven't finished it. I'm halfway through the main event with Sting because I want to sit down and I want to watch it. So as the shows keep going, there's certain moments that I need to make sure that I watch, but I want to watch the whole thing. So sometimes it takes me longer to do so. But the great thing right now, in my opinion, ever since this Continental Classic was put into effect and that tournament happened leading into all these signings and, like you said, this resurgence, like, I'm thankful that the catalog is a lot of things I need to binge because I know a lot of it's been great. And it's been so cool to me that, like, this resurgence has been led. Obviously, the Super Mario or the Call of Duty, whatever video game you like that they'll put in the window to get you in. But once you're in and you see the wrestling, you're like, oh, this is what this is. And it's different and it's great. And it's been led by that. That is the backbone of this resurgence. And seeing Swerve continue to elevate, seeing Daniel Garcia get the ball for once and seeing where he's taking it. And Christian and Adam Copeland and Sting being like, no, 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 no. Your swan song doesn't have to be some crappy retirement Saudi Arabia match, whatever. Like, no, you can still do crazy stuff that you probably shouldn't be doing, Sting, but by God, you did it and you're still alive and I'm thankful for it. Like, it's been so cool to see. And then the way that the women's division has slowly but surely just, it keeps getting better and better and better and better. And bloop, here comes one of the best women professional wrestlers ever joining into this chaos as Sky Blue and Julia Hart work their ass off to get better and better and better. And Toni Storm is having the run of her life. Like, all these things are starting to gel and it's being led by the great wrestling. And my man, my favorite, a guy I'm scared to interview because he's going to call me fat, but I love him. MJF is coming back at some point. Kenny Omega is coming back, thankfully, and I hope he's doing good with his real-life health scares. And I know he's going on Twitch and doing a lot of things and just kind of keeping everyone updated and making sure that his face is being seen. And I hope he recovers first and foremost for his life, not just to be in the ring, but some of these talents are going to come back and kind of get into the ball game and Jay White becoming a heel. So there's good vibes and things are starting to click together and there's some other things that they can pick up and kind of fix the tag team division that they're doing the tournament. The Trios title, like the way they've used the Acclaim has been kind of weird. There's been some weird things going on. Wardlow, I don't know if he's it. There's been some misses. But everyone misses. We just talked about last segment. The build's been kind of weird for WrestleMania if you really look at it. But things are clicking, and they're clicking because of great wrestling. And I'm happy to see it.
Yeah, you bring up a great point, right? And we've talked about this here on this show where, you know, you have the signings and that's kind of like you said, you put those on the window. That's what drives you into the store. And what keeps you in the store is the wrestling. But, you know, you've talked to Tony Khan recently. You know, did you get a sense that he has more up his sleeve to keep people in the store? Because what I find is that, cool, you can get the Mercedes Moné, you can have amazing wrestling, but I kind of still feel that you need to touch and get that regular audience. Like, they have the hardcores, they have us. How do you get the non-internet wrestling community in?
Bro, hold on. I disagree with you. First off, let me answer your first question. Does Tony Khan have more up his sleeve? I do not know that. I have no sources. I don't know anybody. I haven't talked to anybody. But Tony Khan, interviewing him, seeing him walk around and talk to different people, my man had a swagger like none other. And I would have that type of swagger if I had his bank account. But it just seemed a little different. And he seemed excited. And like, also, you know, you asked me earlier in the first segment, if you missed it, you should go check it out. Watch the YouTube for the full podcast, all that stuff. You asked me, you know, what other wrestling are you watching outside of WWE? The main products that are on TV. And I didn't mention Impact. Shout out to them, although that seems like they're imploding, but that's a whole nother story. One thing that I have done is when it comes to Gunther, when it comes to Will Ospreay, Orange Cassidy, Ricochet, I've gone back, Okada, all these names and all these people that I wasn't super familiar with before they got to the point of them showing up on my screen, is going back and seeing some of these matches. And to act, I'm a Will Ospreay stan, but I'm a stan that don't know better. I don't know his full catalog. I couldn't name you 100 matches, but I look forward to watching all 100 matches because that man is magic. Whatever your favorite NBA player is, Giannis, Luka, Kyrie, Paul George, LeBron, Steph, whoever, that's who Will Ospreay is. Will Ospreay is the equivalent of why the fans show up early to watch Steph Curry warm up. You do not want to miss his match. He is what everyone said he was, if not better, because no one knew, because you don't get to this stage of cutting promos in the ring until you get to America, because at New Japan and just the way wrestling is presented in other places isn't the same thing. But the fact that this guy has come in, he didn't change a damn thing about himself. He's just some kid who was born in a family with not a lot of money. My man loves to fight. It's a presentation that we haven't seen before from someone who's come from Europe. And that presentation is like, it's clicking, which is amazing, because regardless of how the presentation is, once the bell rings in the ring, he's the best in the freaking world. And that should be good enough for people. So when you say, and the reason why, if you're watching this on YouTube, which if you aren't, you should, I was waving my finger no as you were saying that, like, yeah, what can they do to bring the casuals in? Like, there's a part of me that understands that question. And yes, we want sold out crowds. We want bigger crowds. We don't want these pictures every week that people take 2 hours before the show to make it seem like there's only 20 people there just because of this stupid tribalism arguments that we have. Like, if you love wrestling and you watch AEW and you don't like it, like, I know that some people, there was a viral clip of Bryan Danielson and Shibata when they were having the chest battle with the slaps, and like, this isn't wrestling. Shut up, bro. You don't like wrestling. You do not like wrestling. So to AEW, for anyone who's watching this, like, don't change what you guys are doing. Like, continue to improve what you guys are doing. You guys don't need to do certain things to attract that audience. What you guys have is special. What you guys have is unique. And that's what we need. We don't need the same version of something already, or different, like a different little take, but the same type of thing. For example, ESPN and Fox Sports. I don't know if this works in Canada because you guys have TSN, but they were essentially the same thing when Fox Sports could have just presented sports differently. And it's like, no, they have the same argument shows and they're talking about the same topics. And it's like, what do you do? We have this already with ESPN. Like, we don't need what WWE has. No, you guys have five-star matches that you could tune in on a Rampage, on a collision on a Dynamite, and it's like super dope, as you can tell, because I'm so impassioned. Like, yo, Will Ospreay is that guy. Mercedes hasn't even gotten to the ring yet. It's crazy.
And you know what? I think you bring up a great point, right? And I think that was the issue that AEW was having through the summer into the fall. It was that they were essentially trying to, I don't want to say replicate, I don't want to say copy, but it felt like the same product. It felt like wrestling on TV, whether you were watching WWE or AEW was the same thing. And at the end of the day, AEW, if it presents itself to be the alternative, and to me, the alternative is having those amazing in-ring matches week in and week out, that is what's going to attract people. And I think that at the end of the day, I've really put a lot of thought on this over the past few weeks. I think that at the end of the day, if AEW just buckles down, do what they're doing right now, because right now they're telling some really good stories. A lot of stories are becoming interconnected, which is what a lot of people want. But they have the backing of amazing in-ring. They will be able to bring the casual wrestling fan. Because if I'm a random person watching random TV, and I see this Sasha Banks on this new network, on this new show, I will probably watch for a little bit. And if I see some amazing wrestling, guess what? I'm going to keep watching. So I think that you hit the nail on the head when you say, keep doing what you are doing.
Maybe less. This is tough. How do you tell Will Ospreay not to go 100% when that's all he knows? You know, you bring up the summer and like it got weird. I was like, yeah, they were also super injured.
Yes.
It's like an NFL team halfway through the season. Like, yeah, half of your players are injured because they're playing a game that's insane in professional football. Same as wrestling, which is insane, and injuries happen and they did the best they could. And, you know, even like it's been cool. So, you know, so a lot of people were complaining right over the summer, and sorry for this tangent. And it, of course, that was heading into full gear with Jay White taking on MJF for the title. And a lot of people were like, well, how could you do this to Jay White? And he's been buried and blah, 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 blah. And me, personally, I was like, maybe Jay White isn't that guy. You guys all talked about him like he's crazy, like he's Daniel Bryan. And I came in and I'm like, guy weighs 110 pounds. Sure, he's quick. He talks all right. But you guys made it seem like, oh my God, Triple H should be fired. How could he not sign him and give him all this money? And I say all that to say that it was cool that even at Big Business, Darby's last match before he really broke his leg, thankfully, because doing what he wanted to do with Mount Everest was insane. What did Darby say to Jay White? Hey, bro, maybe you're not that guy. A lot of people talked, and we got to see that play out. And that was really cool to see. And then obviously the heel turn, and now, well, Jay White, well, maybe this is what this is the presentation and we had to get there. Everything takes time and it's timing and they're trying things out. If I will say one thing, it's just, you know, maybe Will Ospreay doesn't have to do all that stuff on a Dynamite. Save that. We want you here for as long as possible, my brother.
Amen.
So that would be the only thing. And I also know that they just hired, and I forgot her name, pardon me, Jennifer, but the woman Pepperman. Who used to work, yeah, Jennifer Pepperman, they've hired her. So you're starting to see as we move further into the future and she gets more acclimated, little by little, things will start to trickle out. But there's certainly been a resurgence for sure.
100%. Regardless of what you want, let's drop this tribalism stuff. Us wrestling fans, we love this niche thing on TV each and every single week. So let us just celebrate wrestling. And that's what this show is all about. Because Adrian, at the end of the day, I don't think we have ever been this lucky to be wrestling fans.
A question that I ask a lot to some of the talent that I've been fortunate to speak with is, you know, wrestling is on television 6 days out of the week, at least when it comes to NXT, Raw, SmackDown, Impact, Collision, Dynamite. What else am I missing? You can find WOW on certain channels if you have it. NXT is going to the CW, which for that's a huge increase.
Next year here in Canada.
Yeah,
we got everything on Netflix WWE wise, including pay-per-view.
Oh yeah, true. And obviously, I brought up the CW deal, and that's a big deal. But obviously, it going to Netflix, and then there's days with the pay-per-views. you know, it's cool, man. Like wrestling is cool again. It's a phrase that The Rock's thrown out. It's a phrase that a lot of people have thrown out, because how could it not? Because, I mean, look at, and it's been a global thing, right? Whether WWE's in Puerto Rico, AEW going to Wembley, and then WWE going to Australia, and even TNA doing shows. They're about to go to Australia. They were just like, it's a beautiful thing to see and to know that also, you know, Dolph Ziggler gets let go, and all these cuts from WWE a few months ago when the TKO deal was official and things started to go into motion. The fact that they could go to all these indies and all these different promotions, and like, those places are on fire too. So it's not just the rich getting richer. It's like, no, everyone is eating. I don't know about you. I could speak for myself. This was the biggest month I've ever had in the content that I do purely for myself. The readership of some of the stories that we've posted on the Sporting Tribune, where I do some stuff at, like, that's getting more clicks. That's getting more engagement. More eyeballs are being put in from a lot of different directions. And it's a great time to be in wrestling, man. In the past 3 weeks, I've had 17 different media members ask me how they can get credentialed. That was not happening 6 months ago. I'll leave it at that.
That is a perfect place to lead us into Adrian Hernandez. Where can we find you? Where can we find your awesome work?
Absolutely. So on social media, sorry that I don't have all of them the same. Twitter at AdrianRadio93, Heavyweight Radio, no weird spelling, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Threads as well. Yeah, shout out to Threads. Threads is super underrated, especially for the wrestling community on there. Super dope. You guys should be on there. Unless you're toxic, stay on Twitter, okay? Those are the rules. I didn't make them. And also YouTube, AdrianCLE93. Just put Adrian Hernandez with Undertaker or Tony Khan. I said some of the names. I'll say them again. I've been very fortunate to speak to a lot of professional wrestlers from New Japan all the way to WWE. And it's been really cool. So on YouTube, AdrianCLE93, we got an interview coming up with Becky Lynch, also a part of Odyssey Sports, which is radio, and the Sporting Tribune, which is a sports website similar to Bleacher Report and places like that as well. So you can catch my work on there as well. But really, the most important part is probably the YouTube. Go hit that subscribe, AdrianCLE93. After you subscribe to Sunday Night Main Events page, you already know what it is. Thank you.
Adrian, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to the SAW family. We're going to be having you on the show a lot more often. And like I said, early July, we have a taco date in the books.
I have one more thing. I have two more things. First and foremost, I'm heading to Canada. I said it early. I'm getting my passport. July 4th weekend, which I just realized is another weekend for you guys in Canada, because you don't celebrate it. Just like Thanksgiving, it's just a Thursday to you guys. I get it. But Money in the Bank weekend, rather, I will be in Canada. I will be in Toronto. If you see me, free high fives. Also, I'll be at WrestleMania. If you see me, free high fives. Breaking news on this show. Don't know if it's ever been broken. I'll do it now before it's even been announced. I'm willing to put my name on the line. May 26th, Double or Nothing will be here in Las Vegas. If you see me, if you come to Vegas, I will give you a free high five and a drink, because this is my city and I can request that and I can make it happen. Thank you guys so much for having me. Canada, I'll see you soon.
Adrian, thank you so much. We're going to have to take a quick break here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And on the other side of break, we're going to be airing clips and pieces and my thoughts on a virtual signing that Becky Lynch had earlier this week, which is also covered by SlamWrestling.net, the best place for news, interviews, opinions, reviews, and so much more. That's SlamWrestling.net. So, but all of that's going to be happening after the break here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And you're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event.
Chat wrestling all week long by joining the Sunday Night's Main Event group on Facebook. Just search SNME Radio. I'm suffering and tough, part of your blood, cause I lie, I cheat, I steal.
special friends. You can catch Greg and Brad, your Smack Daddies, each weekend on the SNME Radio Network.
We cover our lives, what's happening on the East Coast, and eventually cover SmackDown.
Check us out each week at SundayNightsMainEvent.com.
Please subscribe to get your Smack Daddies and the rest of the SNME Radio Network content directly to your podcatcher for less than $1 a week.
We the ones!
This is Sunday Night's Main Event on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
And we are back here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks, and you're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event. And it is the last segment of the evening, and we're going to be changing things up a little bit tonight as our friends and family members over at Slam Wrestling, and that's slamwrestling.net for the best opinions, interviews, and so much more in the world of professional wrestling. Go on and check out slamwrestling.net. Adam Bazana from Slam Wrestling actually attended a virtual signing that Becky Lynch was having in order to promote her book, Becky Lynch, The Man, Not Your Average Girl. And in this virtual signing, she had some very candid comments. And, well, we got the audio, so I thought it would be really cool to actually play this audio, because wrestlers are all over the place doing media, and sometimes it's just cool listening to those audio clips. And I think that that's what we're going to be doing tonight with Becky Lynch. But if you want to read the entire article, go on over to slamwrestling.net, and the article is called Becky Lynch Talks Writing and Love with Her Book-Loving Fans, and this was posted by Adam Bazana. All right, so the first question that Becky Lynch really asked was about Seth Rollins and her relationship, and whether she knew and when she knew when he was the one. Let's hear what Becky had to say.
I don't know that there was a specific moment. I think it was he's just the best, you know. It was quite early on in our relationship, and we were inseparable, you know, and he's always been such a great friend to me, and so, you know, I loved him before I loved him. So I don't know that there was a specific moment. I think it was gradual, but it was also rapid.
All right, the next question that I thought was really interesting was when she was asked about her dream opponent and her dream location.
Ooh, Vin Man, Vinny. I think it's got to be in Dublin, Ireland. I think it's got to be in Croke Park. And I think my opponent, and it's a match that I've been trying to get for a long time, would be Beth Phoenix. I've been trying to get her in the ring and whoop her ass for a long time now. And it's just not happening. And I want to know, why is that? Why is that, Beth Phoenix? Why won't you fight me?
The next question that I found really interesting was when somebody asked, who is Becky Lynch's soulmate in the ring? Who she loves to wrestle with the most? Let's hear what she has to say.
Oh my gosh, you know, the very cool thing about that is I think there's several. You know, I think Charlotte and I obviously have an undeniable chemistry. And an undeniable history. And I think no matter how many times myself and Charlotte have wrestled, I think people are always going to want to see more. And another is Bianca Belair. She's fabulous. I love stepping in the ring with her. Every time we do, I feel like there's a little bit of magic that happens. And so there's a couple. I've loved beating the bejesus out of Nia Jax. Also, I will say that I've loved it. I loved leg dropping her through an announce table on Monday Night Raw. That was fun.
She was then asked about WrestleMania 35, when both her and Seth Rollins won their respective championship belts, and how she felt about that.
Gosh, I think it was It was amazing. And it was so incredible to do that together and to be able to have made history like that together, for him to have been there supporting me. And afterwards I came back and he had a bottle of my favorite tequila all ready for me in the hotel. And didn't get much sleep that night, up early for media the next day, but it was a great night and a great moment. Great that we were able to both win championships on the same night. Great that we were both able to win the Royal Rumble and then win the championships at WrestleMania. So it was very cool. It was very cool how our relationship was blossoming at the same time as our careers too.
She was then asked about what continues to motivate her going in and giving those performances each and every single night.
I love this. I love what I do. I love wrestling. I love being out there in front of fans. I love everything about wrestling. I love everything that goes into it. And that's enough to motivate me, because it's not about the accomplishments anymore. Thankfully, luckily, I've been able to get all of them. I've been able to do all of them. This is very cool. I like this stack of books that's going on here. But it's really about what I can give back now. You know, like, it's not what I can get from wrestling. It's how I can give, how I can make it the greatest viewing experience for the audience. How I can make sure that it is a better place after I leave it than how I found it. I think that's what continues to keep me motivated. And then just telling stories. Like, what is the most interesting story I can tell?
She was then asked about her, what she plans to do when the wrestling career is over.
Last question. Okay, so we didn't get through 750. Wendy from Battle Creek, Michigan wants to know, is there anything you would do differently for a career? Like, is there anything I would do differently in terms of when I'm done with this? Or is it anything that I would have done differently for a career? I think, let me answer that in a couple of ways. The thing is that I love telling stories. That's why I wrote a book. I love performing. That's why I do what I do. So I studied acting. That's what I would probably be pursuing, acting and writing, if I wasn't wrestling. And one day when this is over, I will continue to pursue storytelling.
So there you have it. Like I said, I want to change things up. We get virtual signing invites and so many of these things. And I sometimes think that, you know, this is something that you listeners, the audience, coast to coast, through Canada and around the world, want to hear. So let me know if this is something that you want me to keep doing. We are working on some very cool things in the background. But again, let me know what you think of this. Or if you just want the highlights. But just remember, you can find the entire written article over at slamwrestling.net. That's slamwrestling.net, the best place for your news, opinions, interviews, show reviews, and so much more. That's slamwrestling.net. You're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And just remember, we are powered by Destiny Wrestling. April 14th, The Clash. All you need to do is go to destinywrestling.ca for all of your ticketing needs. That's April 14th, The Clash, destinywrestling.ca. You can find all of our shows, because we do more than just a weekly radio show. And all you need to do is go to your favorite podcast app and search for Sunday Night's Main Event Radio. We are also on Facebook. In Facebook, just search for SNME Radio, and you can be part of the family by joining our Patreon. And for that, go to patreon.com/SNME Radio. And we also have merch, chopped-tees.com. Chopped Tees is where you can find all of the SNME merch. And you can also find merch from Poison Rana, Post Wrestling, and other awesome podcasts and wrestling brands. And on behalf of the entire SNME crew, we thank everyone for listening. But most importantly, stay tranquilo.
Thanks for finding Sunday Night's Main Event. To get the complete show as well as bonus weekly podcasts, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/SNME Radio.